In chapter 43, parenthood, which means Vatsalyarati, definition. When Vatsalyarati is nourished by appropriate bhavas, vibhav, anabhav, vyavachari bhav, subject bhavas, it heightens into Vatsalya Ras. Prabhupada says in page 341, when ecstatic love develops into the relationship of parenthood and becomes steadily established, the relationship is called Vatsalya Ras. The main characteristics of parental love, Vatsalya Ras. Anugraha, which means compassion and mercy toward Krishna, is the main characteristic of parental affection. Anugraha flows from a senior towards a junior. Consequently, parental devotees maintain a mood of seniority to Krishna. Prabhupada says, the exhibition of this Vatsalya Ras standard of devotional service can be found in the dealings of Krishna with his devotees who represent themselves as superior personalities like father, mother, and teacher. The components of Vatsalya Ras, Vibhav, the Vishay Alamban, Krishna as the object of parental affection, Krishna's form. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a bluish, new-grown lotus flower, whose body is very delicate, and whose lotus eyes are surrounded by scattered hair as black as bees. This is the description of Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities. Some specific provocations for parental love of Krishna are listed as his blackish bodily hue, which is very attractive and pleasing to see. Krishna's all auspicious bodily features, Krishna's mildness, Krishna's sweet words, Krishna's simplicity, Krishna's shyness, his humility, his constant readiness to offer respect to the elderly, and Krishna's charity. These are ecstatic provocations for parental love. So this is some further description of Krishna's form as the Vishay Alamban and Vibhav. Krishna's limbs are very soft, Komalanga, and they are of a darkish complexion, Shamanga. His beauty gives great happiness to the eyes. Krishna possesses all divine characteristics in the features and markings of his body. Sarva Sat Lakshananvita. Krishna is mild, mridu. His speech is very pleasing, even when addressing offenders, priyavak. Krishna is simple, straightforward, sarala. Krishna is shy when praised by others, riman. Krishna is devoid of pride, vinayi. Krishna offers respect to his teachers, brahmanas and elders, manya manakrit, and Krishna is charitable, datta. Now there's a description of Krishna's opulent or lordly qualities, Aishwarya Gun. Qualities that reveal Krishna's supremacy do not stimulate Vatsalya Ras because they interfere with the devotee's mood of seniority. Consequently, parental devotees do not give much credence to displays of Krishna's opulence. Once Mother Yashoda addressed a friend, Nanda Maharaj, the leader of the coward men, worshipped Lord Vishnu along with me, and as a result of our worship, Krishna was saved from the clutches of Putan and other demons. The twin Arjuna trees, Yamala Arjun, were actually broken due to a strong wind. And although Krishna appeared to have lifted Govardhan Hill along with Balaram, I think that Nanda Maharaj actually held the mountain. Otherwise, How could it have been possible for a little boy to lift such a great hill? This is an example of ecstasy and parental love. Now the Ashraya Lamban in the Vibhav, the devotee as the reservoir of parental affection. The devotee who has anugraha, which means compassion and mercy towards Krishna, possesses parental affection. Krishna's mother, father, and other elders who have a strong sense of mamata or possessiveness in relationship to him, who give instructions to Krishna and nurture Krishna, and who desire to bestow their favor upon Krishna because they regard Krishna as the object of their mercy, they are the Ashray Alamban of Vatsalya Ras. In Braj, these include Brajaraj Sri Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshri Sri Yashoda, Rohini Maya, Upananda and his wife Tungi, the other elder and younger brothers of Nanda Baba and their wives, and the gopis whose sons were stolen by Brahma. In Mathura, or Dwaraka, Krishna's elders in parental affection include Vasudeva, Devaki, and her co-wives, Kunti, Sandipani Muni, and others. Of all of these, Sri Yashoda is the best. Rupa Goswami writes on page 342, Nectar Devotion, "Let me take shelter of the elderly parental devotees of Krishna, who are always anxious to serve Krishna and maintain him, and always kind to him. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto them for being so kind to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the parent of the whole universe." Prabhupada writes, "There is a similar prayer by a Brahmana who says, 'Let others worship the Vedas and the Upanishads, and let others worship the Mahabharata if they are afraid of material existence and want to become liberated from that condition.' But as far as I am concerned, I wish only to worship Maharaj Nanda, because the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is crawling in his courtyard as his own child." So page 342 lists the main devotees who enjoy parental affection towards Krishna, beginning from the most important. Mother Yashoda, Nanda, Rohini, the elderly gopis, whose sons were stolen by Brahma, Devaki, the other 15 wives of Vasudeva, Kunti, Vasudeva, Sandipani Muni. Yashoda and Nanda are the foremost parental devotees. And of the two, Yashoda is the greatest. Yashoda's form is described, page 342 and 343, quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 9th chapter, verse 3. The form and beauty of Mother Yashoda, which are suitable for meditation, for someone cultivating rag and vatsalya bhav. So this is the Ashray Alamban in Vibhav, the form of the Ashray, or the form of Mother Yashoda. The wide hips of Mother Yashoda were surrounded by silk and linen clothes. Her breasts were flowing with milk because of her affection. While churning butter, she was tightly holding a rope. The bangles on her hands and the earrings on her ears were moving. And from the nice decoration in her hair, the flowers were slackening and falling down. Due to her excessive labor in churning the milk, there were drops of perspiration on her face. Let me be given protection by Mother Yashoda, whose curly hairs are bound with thread, whose hair is very brightly beautified by the vermilion placed in the part, and whose bodily frame derides all her ornaments. Her eyes are always engaged in seeing the face of Krishna, and thus they are always filled with tears. Her complexion, which resembles a bluish lotus flower, is enhanced in beauty by her dressing herself with many colorful garments. Let her merciful glance fall on all of us, so that we may be protected from the clutches of Maya and smoothly progress in our devotional service. Mother Yashoda's devotion or bhakti is described. Her affection for Krishna. After rising early in the morning, Mother Yashoda first of all offered her breast milk to Krishna. Then she began to chant various mantras for Krishna's protection. She would decorate Krishna's forehead very nicely and tie protected talismans on his arms. That means kavachas. By all of these activities, it is definitely understood that Mother Yashoda is the emblem of all maternal affection for Krishna. She is the embodiment or the perfection. Now the form of Nanda. The hairs on Nanda's head are generally black, but some of them are gray. His garments are of greenish color, like new-grown leaves of a banyan tree. His belly is fatty. His complexion is exactly like the full moon, and he has a beautiful mustache. Nanda's bhakti. When Krishna was a baby, one day he was walking in the courtyard, capturing the finger of his father, and because he could not walk steadily, he appeared to be almost falling down. While Nanda Maharaj was giving protection to his transcendental son in this way, all of a sudden there were drops of tears in his eyes, and he became overwhelmed with joy. Udipan. This is the second aspect of Vibhav, which are the objects that impel or bring about or instigate parental love, such as Krishna's age, Komara Poganda Kishore, Krishna's beauty and dress, Krishna's childhood restlessness, his sweet words, mild smiling, and childhood pastimes. Are all provocations for increasing parental love for Krishna. Now the breakdown of his ages. Krishna's Komara, childhood age, birth through 5 years old, is the age most conducive to parental love. And this age is divided into three periods, beginning, middle, and end. Adya, Madhya, and Antya. Adya Kumar. Srila Rupa Goswami describes the form, activities, and ornaments of Krishna's Adya Kumar. This is birth up to 1 year old. This is Krishna's form. During the beginning and middle of the Kumara age, Krishna's thighs are fatty, and the inner part of his eyes are whitish. There are signs of teeth coming out, and he is very mild and gentle. This beautiful form impels parental affection. When Krishna had only 3 or 4 teeth coming out of his gums, his thighs were fatty, his body was very, very short, and he began to enhance the parental love of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda with the beauty of his childish body. Cheshta, Krishna's exploits or activities. Krishna began to enhance the parental love of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda with the activities of his childish body. He was sometimes stepping with his legs again and again, sometimes crying, smiling, sucking his thumb and lying down flat. These are some different activities of child Krishna. When Krishna was lying down flat, sucking the toes of his feet, throwing his legs upward and crying or smiling, Mother Yashoda, seeing her son with such pastimes, did not show any sign of restricting him, but rather began to watch her child with great eagerness, enjoying these childhood pastimes. Mandana, ornaments. In the beginning of Krishna's Komara age, the nails of tigers were set in a golden necklace about his neck. There was protective tilak on his forehead, black mascara around his eyes, and a silk thread around his waist. It's called Mangala Sutra. Usually he's black in color, black silk thread around his waist, like you see children in the villages of Braj even today. This is to keep the evil eye off the child, or to keep Saturn or Shani from giving the child a hard time. When Nanda Maharaj saw the beauty of child Krishna with tiger nails on his chest, he never became satiated by the child's beauty. Madhu Kumar. Srila Rupa Goswami describes the form and ornaments of Krishna's Madhya Kumar, age 2 through 3, his form. Krishna's scattered hairs were touching his eyebrows, and his eyes were restless, but he could not express his feelings with proper words. When he was talking, his talk was so nice and sweet to hear. When Mother Yashoda looked at his little ears and saw him naked, trying to run very quickly with his little legs, she was merged into the ocean of nectar, mandana, ornaments. When Mother Yashoda saw that the child was moving, ringing the bells on his waist and smiling at her with a pearl between his nostrils and with butter on his hands, she became wonderfully pleased to see her little child in that fashion. Now Shesh Kumar, 4 through 5, Rupam. While Krishna was in the end of his Komara age, his waist became thinner, his chest became broader, and his head was decorated with his curly hairs, resembling the falling of the wings of a crow. These wonderful features of Krishna's body never failed to astonish Mother Yashoda and induce her feelings of vatsalya, rus, mandana, ornaments. At the end of his Komara age, Krishna carried a small stick in his hand. His clothing was a little longer, and he had a knot around his waist, resembling the shape of the hood of a snake. Chesta, activities. Krishna used to take care of the calves near the house, play with the coward boys about the same age. He had a slender flute and a buffalo horn bugle, and sometimes he played on a flute made from the leaves of trees. That was actually called a panpipe. As Krishna grew up a little, his cowherding would wander farther away from home. Sometimes he would return a little late, impelling great anxiety to overwhelm his parents. At this time, Nanda Maharaj, when Krishna was late, Nanda Maharaj would get up on the roof of the palace in the Chandrashalika, like moon tower, small tower, to get a bird's eye view, and he would watch eagerly for Krishna, worrying about the late arrival of his little son. He would stay there till he could get some indication of Krishna's return, and then he would indicate to Mother Yashoda that Krishna and his boyfriends were coming back with the calves. Nanda would point out the peacock feather on Krishna's head and would inform Yashoda how the child was pleasing his eyes. Other ages. Krishna's Komara age is the primary Udipan for parental affection. However, when Krishna is in Pauganda or Kaishor, parental devotees still see him as their baby and feel an impetus to parental devotion. Prabhupada writes, page 345, when Krishna, Nandanandan, steps into his Kaishor age, that means between 10 and 15, although he becomes more beautiful, his parents still consider him to be in Pauganda, that means 6 to 10, even though he is between the ages of 10 and 15. The devotee sees through the eyes of love. The color of that love tints one's vision, causing one to receive Krishna in the way most suitable to one's loving relationship with him. Therefore, Pauganda Krishna can still stimulate parental affection in a devotee who has that mood. Mother Yashoda would then address Nanda, "See, my dear son, whose eyes are white, who has a turban on his head, a wrapper on his body, and leg bells which tinkle very sweetly on his feet. He is coming near along with his Surabhi calves. And just see how he is wandering upon the sacred land of Vrindavan." So these white eyes, turban, chatter, and ankle bells are symptoms of Pogunda. Even Kaishora Krishna can stimulate parental affection. Nanda Maharaj addressed Yashoda, "Just look at your offspring, Krishna. See his blackish bodily luster, his eyes tinged with red color, his broad chest and nice golden necklace. How wonderful he looks, and how he is increasing my transcendental bliss more and more. Dark complexion, reddish eyes, broad chest, and gold necklace are symptoms of Krishna's Kaishora age. Shaishava Chapalya, which means childish movements." Prabhupada listed the Udipanas for Vatsalya Ras: childhood age, dress, movements, sweet words, smiling, and childish play are provocations for increasing parental love of Krishna. Rupa Goswami now describes Shaishava Chapalya, which means childish movements. When Krishna performs his childish pastimes, his general practice is to break the milk and yogurt pots, throw the yogurt in the courtyard, and steal the cream from the milk. Sometimes he even breaks the churning rod and throws butter on the fire. In this way, Krishna increases the transcendental pleasure of Yashoda. This activity impels parental ecstasy. Mother Yashoda said, "Just look at Krishna looking stealthily toward all sides and slowly stepping forward from the bushes. It appears that he is coming just to steal the butter. Don't expose yourself, or he may understand that we are looking toward him. I want to enjoy the sight of his eyebrows moving in this cunning way, and I want to see his fearful eyes and beautiful face." Mother Yashoda spoke this to Mukura. Now these are the anubhavas, the asadharana anubhav. These are special or unique, uncommon anubhavas that are unique to Vatsalya Bhav. Smelling Krishna's head, cleansing his limbs with the hands, offering blessings, giving orders, looking after Krishna in various ways such as bathing and dressing, offering protection, giving beneficial instructions. These are the activities are known as the anubhavas of Vatsalya Ras. Mother Yashoda experienced the ecstasy of parental love by smelling Krishna's head, patting his body with her hand, offering blessings, ordering him, gazing at him, maintaining him, and giving him good instructions not to become a thief. Prabhupada adds, "An important point to be observed in this connection is that the childish propensity of stealing is there even in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore this propensity is not artificial. However, in the spiritual relationship, there is no inebriety to the stealing propensity as there is in the material world." The example of smelling Krishna's head, this is described on page 346. "As soon as the elderly gopis saw their sons coming, there was an inexpressible sign of parental love. They all became absorbed in affection. At first they were planning to chastise their sons for stealing butter. But as soon as the sons came before their eyes, they lost all their angry attitudes and became overwhelmed with affection. They began to embrace their sons and smell their heads. While doing this, the mothers became almost mad after their children. In their childhood pastimes, all these coward boys joined with Krishna in stealing butter. But rather than become angry, Mother Yashoda became wet from the milk flowing out of her breasts. Out of her affection for Krishna, she began to smell his head repeatedly. Sadharana Anubhav. These are the common symptoms, the manifestations of ecstasy shared with other rasas. The general activities of all the mothers of the coward boys were to kiss them, embrace them, call them by their names, and sometimes to chastise them mildly for their stealing habits. Now the sattvic bhavs. All eight sattvic bhavs can fully manifest in Vatsalya Ras. In addition to the eight usual sattvic bhavs, there is one more item which is unique to Vatsalya Ras, and that is the flowing of milk from the breast. Thus, in all, there are nine sattvic bhavs in Vatsalya Ras. These manifestations of parental love are called sattvic ecstasy, wherein manifestations of eight kinds of ecstatic symptoms are visible in full. A sadharana sattvic bhav is uncommon. As we mentioned, there is an additional symptom found exclusively in motherly devotion, namely milk flowing from the breasts. This is described in Nectar Devotion, page 347. In Lita Madhav, Rupa Goswami tells, "My dear Krishna, when you are engaged in herding the animals, the dust caused by the hooves of the calves and cows covers your nice face and artistic tilak, and you appear very dusty. But when you return home, the milk flowing out of the breasts of your mother washes your face of its dust covering, and you appear to be purified by this milk, just as when the deity is washed during the performance of the Abhishek ceremony." And Prabhupada comments, "It is the custom in the temples of deities that if there has been some impure activities, the deity has to be washed with milk. Krishna was washed by the milk from the breast of Yashoda, which purified him from the covering of dust raised by the hoofs of the calves and cows." Now this is an example of the sattvic bhava of stamba, or being stunned in ecstatic love. When Yashoda saw Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, Krishna was standing, raising the hill, Mother Yashoda hesitated to embrace him and became stunned. The dangerous position that Krishna had accepted by lifting the hill brought tears to Yashoda's eyes. With her eyes filled with tears, Yashoda could not see Krishna anymore. And because her throat was choked up by anxiety, Yashoda could not even instruct Krishna as to what he should do in that position. Thus, she became stunned in ecstatic love. As far as the Vyavachari bhavs, the 24 Vyabhachari Bhavas, which were listed for Dasya Ras, are also found in Vatsalya Ras. In addition to these, there is one Apasmara, or hysteric convulsions, are also found in this Ras. An example of Harsha, jubilation. Mother Yashoda sometimes enjoyed transcendental ecstasy and happiness, which means the Vyavachari Bhava of jubilation, or Harsha, when Krishna was saved from a dangerous situation, such as being attacked by Putana or some other demon. This is on page 348. This is described. Mother Yashoda felt very, very fortunate when she got back her lost child. She immediately placed him on her lap and began to embrace Krishna again and again. While she was thus embracing Krishna repeatedly, torrents of tears fell from her eyes, and she was unable to express her transcendental joy. "My dear Krishna, the touch of your mother is so pleasing and cooling that it surpasses the capacity of sandalwood pulp and the bright moonshine mixed with the pulp of ushira root." which is a very cooling root, has a cooling effect. Now the Stayibhav, Vatsalya Rati is the Stayibhav of Vatsalya Ras. The main characteristic of Vatsalya Rati is anugraha, protective compassion and mercy toward Krishna, free from all restraints of formal reverence. Sometimes anugraha is called anukampa. Anukampa means protective mood of compassion and mercy towards Krishna. And there's some further description in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. It says the rati of a person who nurtures feelings of anukampa, or a desire to favor and support a person who is worthy of and in need of support, and which is devoid of reverence, is called Vatsalya Rati. This Vatsalya Rati is the Stayibhav of this Ras. When Vatsalya Rati increases, it attains successively the stages of Prem, Sneha, and Rag. Rupa Goswami illustrates Vatsalya Rati. A similar statement is there in connection with Mother Yashoda when she was too anxious to hear the sound of Krishna's flute, expecting his return from the pasturing grounds, Aparan Lila, from 3:36 in the afternoon until 6 p.m. Because Yashoda thought that it was getting very late, her anxiety to hear the sound of Krishna's flute became doubled, and the milk began to flow from her breast. In that condition, Yashoda was sometimes going within the house and coming out of the house. She was constantly looking to see if Govinda was coming back along the road. Nectar Devotion, page 348. These are the stages of prema in Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Rati can heighten to prema, sneha, and rag. Prabhupada explains, the parental love of Mother Yashoda, which is prema, for Krishna steadily increases, and her love and ecstasy are sometimes described as intense affection, which means sneha, and sometimes as overwhelming attachment, which is rag, page 348. Prema. When many very great sages were offering prayers to Lord Krishna, glorifying his activities, the queen of Gokul, Mother Yashoda, entered the battlefield of Kurukshetra, wetting the lower part of her sari with the milk flowing from her breast. Of course, this wasn't at the time of the battle of Kurukshetra, because Krishna went to Kurukshetra from Dwarka during the solar eclipse. And at this time, the residents of Vrindavan also went. At the level of prema, one's love for Krishna never wavers, even if there is sufficient cause. The presence of Krishna in his royal mode, Rajvesh, surrounded by great sages offering respectful worship, certainly invokes profound awe and reverence, which would interfere with the mood of anugraha and cause parental affection to diminish. However, despite these unfavorable circumstances at Kurukshetra, Mother Yashoda's maternal love did not waver or diminish even a fraction of an inch, as proven by the milk flowing from her breast. When Krishna arrived in Kurukshetra, everyone jubilantly announced that the son of Devaki and Vasudeva had arrived. Hearing Krishna proclaimed to be someone else's son could certainly put a damper on Nanda and Yashoda's parental love. However, their love did not even slightly waver or diminish. Instead, they became overwhelmed with parental affection and expressed great pleasure to see Krishna at Kurukshetra. Sneha. This is page 349. My dear Yashoda, the milk flowing out of your breast mountain has already whitened the river Ganges, and the tears from your eyes mixed with the black mascara have already blackened the color of the Yamuna. And, as you are standing just between these two rivers, I think that there is no need for your anxiety to see your son's face. Your parental affection has already been exhibited to him by these two rivers. Yashoda Devi had decided to visit Krishna at Kurukshetra, but one of her gopi friends tried to dissuade her by saying, "You want to express your affection to your son, but you need not go to Kurukshetra to do this. It has already been accomplished. The milk flowing from your breast has whitened the Ganga, and your tears have blackened the Yamuna with the mascara washing from your eyes. These two rivers mix together and flow to Krishna's lotus feet in Kurukshetra, expressing your affection to him." Mother Yashoda's affection is in sneha, which is characterized by an inability to withstand separation and melting of the heart. Profuse tears and flowing milk are indications of a melted heart. The third type of level of prema in Vatsalya Ras is rag. In rag, meeting with Krishna transforms distress into happiness, and separation from Krishna transforms happiness into distress. If Mother Yashoda could see Krishna's face, then even scorching fire would seem as pleasantly cooling as Himalayan ice. If Yashoda could not see Krishna's face, even an ocean of nectar would seem like an ocean of arsenic. Page 349, Rupa Goswami describes. One of Mother Yashoda's friends addressed Krishna, "My dear Mukunda, if Brajeshri Yashoda is forced to stand on fire but is allowed to see her lotus face, then this fire will appear to her like the Himalayan mountains, full of ice. If she is allowed to stay in the ocean of nectar, but is not allowed to see the lotus face of your grace, then even this ocean of nectar will appear to her like an ocean of arsenic poison. Let the anxiety of Mother Yashoda of Braj, always expecting to see the lotus face of Krishna, be glorified all over the universe." Now, separation and meeting, ayoga and yoga. The first is ayoga, separation, utkantita, longing. Queen Kunti said to Akrura, "My dear brother Akrura, my nephew Mukunda is long absent from us. Will you kindly tell him that his aunt Kunti is sitting among the enemy and would like to know when she will be able to see his lotus face again?" So Queen Kunti's statement to Akrura occurred before Krishna had left Vrindavan for Dwaraka. Therefore, it exemplifies the longings to see Krishna for the first time. Viyog, absence. This is expressed in page 349. Exemplifies ecstatic love and separation. Or Viyog in Vatsalya Ras. And separation from Krishna when Krishna went to Mathura. Mother Yashoda was looking at Krishna's makeup utensils, and she fell down on the ground almost unconscious with a great sound. She was rolling over the ground, and there were many scratches on her body. And in that piteous condition, she began to cry, "Oh, my dear son, my dear son." And she slapped her breast with her two hands. This is an example of ecstatic love and separation, Viyoga. 10 emotions of Viyoga. There are 10 Vyavachari Bhavas appropriate to Vatsalya Ras and Viyoga, or separation. Great anxiety, lamentation, frustration, being stunned, humility, restlessness, madness, and illusion. Chinta, anxiety. This is described by Rupa Goswami, page 350. When Krishna was out in the pasturing ground, a devotee once told Yashoda, "I think your movements have been slackened, and I see you are full of anxiety. Your two eyes appear to be without any movement, and I feel in your breathing a kind of warmth, which is bringing your breast milk to the boiling point. All these conditions prove that out of separation from Krishna, you have a severe headache." These are some of the symptoms of Mother Yashoda's anxiety for Krishna in separation when he was in the pasturing grounds and she was waiting in the palace. Now, more Vyavachari Bhavas in separation. Viyog. Vishad, lamentation. When Akrura told Yashoda that Krishna had married many queens in Dwarka, Yashoda lamented. She was thinking if she could have married Krishna to a nice Vrindavan girl, Krishna would have stayed nearby. Upon hearing Akrura's news, Yashoda said, "My dear Akrura, your news is simply throwing thunderbolts on my head." Nirved, self-disparagement. Mother Yashoda had so much opulence, but since her son had left for Dwarka, she was unable to use that opulence in his service. Therefore, she condemned her useless opulence. Page 350. Mother Yashoda was thinking at this time, "Although I have millions of cows, the milk of these cows could not satisfy Krishna. Let there be a curse on this milk. And I am also condemned, because although I am so opulent in material prosperity, I am now unable to smell the head of my child and feed him with my breast milk, as I used to do when he was here in Vrindavan. This is a sign of frustration, or nirved, self-disparagement, on the part of Mother Yashoda and separation from Krishna. Jadya, inertness. When Yashoda sees the walking stick Krishna used when he was cowherding in Vrindavan, she became motionless, jadya, inert, with feelings of separation. One of Krishna's friends addressed him, "My dear lotus-eyed one, when you were living in Gokul, you were always bearing a stick in your hand. That stick is now lying idle in the house of Mother Yashoda. Whenever she sees it, she becomes motionless, just like the stick." This is an example of becoming stunned. Dainya, humility. In separation from Krishna, Mother Yashoda became so humble that she prayed to the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, with tears in her eyes. "My dear creator, won't you kindly bring my dear son Krishna back to me so that I can see him at least for a moment?" Chapalya. Restlessness. Sometimes in restlessness, like a mad woman, Mother Yashoda used to accuse Nanda Maharaj, "What are you doing in the palace, you shameless man? Why do people call you the king of Braj? It is very astonishing that while being separated from your dear son Krishna, you are still living with him Vrindavan as a hard-hearted father." Now, example of moha or illusion. Illusion caused by separation. When Nanda Maharaj was accused by Mother Yashoda being hard-hearted, he replied, "My dear Yashoda, why are you becoming so agitated? Kindly look more carefully. Just see, your son Krishna is standing before you. Don't become a mad woman like this. Please keep my home peaceful. Actually, Krishna wasn't there. He was in Mathura. But due to moha, illusion caused by separation, Nanda Maharaj was imagining that Krishna was standing right in front of him. Now the Vyavachari Bhav, Unmad, madness. Mother Yashoda used to wander all over Vrindavan, asking the trees and birds about Krishna after Krishna left Vrindavan. It's on page 351. In madness, Mother Yashoda addressed the Kadamba trees and inquired from them, "Where is my son?" She addressed the birds and the bees and inquired from them whether Krishna had passed before them. If they can say anything about you. In this way, Krishna was informed of this when he was in Mathura. In this way, your mother Yashoda, in illusion, was asking everybody about you, and she has been wandering all over Vrindavan. This is a report that Krishna got. Now, yoga, meeting. There are three kinds of meeting: siddhi, tushti, and shtiti. Siddhi is perfectional meeting, occurs when the devotee meets Krishna for the first time. When Krishna appeared in the arena of Kamsa, the wrestling arena in Mathura, it was the first time that the other wives of Vasudeva got the opportunity to see Krishna. Tushti, satisfaction. This occurs when the devotee is reunited with Krishna after a long absence. When Krishna entered Dwarka after finishing the battle of Kurukshetra, he first of all saw his mother and all his different stepmothers and offered his respectful obeisances under their feet. This is described, page 351. The mothers immediately took Krishna upon their laps, and because of their parental affection, there was milk flowing out of their breasts. Their breast milk was mixed with the water of their tears and became the first offering to Krishna. There's also an excerpt from Lita Madhav illustrating Mother Yashoda's joy upon being reunited with her son. How wonderful it is that Yashoda, out of her parental affection for Krishna, mixed her tears and the milk from her breasts and thus bathed her dear son, Krishna. Stiti, constant meeting. My dear Mukunda, just after seeing your face, which was full with the scent of the lotus flower, Mother Yashoda, being attracted by the moonlight of your face, became so overjoyed in her affection that immediately from the nipples of her water pot-like breast, milk began to flow. This reference illustrates stiti, constant association, in a very interesting way. Jiva Goswami explains that after living in Dwarka for many years, Krishna killed Dantavakra and then returned to Mathura. There he rested at Vishramghat, laid down his kingly attire, and returned to Vrindavan. After 44 years of separation, Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna was as intense as it had been the day he left, evidenced by the milk that continually flowed from her breasts. Thus, Yashoda Devi's maternal love was constant, stiti. Summary of Stahi Bhav. The characteristic of Vatsali Rati is a feeling that Krishna is one's helplessly dependent child. Krishna, Prabhupada explains, page 352. Symptoms of ecstatic love and parental affection are expressed when Krishna is accepted as the son. These constant transcendental emotions for Krishna are called steady ecstasy and parental love. And chapter 43 concludes with Rupa Goswami describing the combinations of different rasas, Vatsalya, Sakya, and Dasya. In some devotees, there is a mixture of the three rasas of Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya. In those devotees, one of these rasas will be dominant and the other will be subordinate. The Sakya Rasa of Sri Baladev is mixed with Vatsalya and Dasya. Balaram and Yudhisthira are both friends of Krishna, but this friendship is combined with parental affection due to their seniority and servitude due to their awareness of Krishna's Godhead. Krishna's Godhead. Ugrasena, Krishna's grandfather, had the mood of servitude, Dasya Bhav, but this mood is combined with parental affection. Similarly, the elderly gopis have parental love combined with servitude and friendship. Vatsalya, Dasya, and Sakya. Example is Mukura. The Vatsalya Rasa of Mukura, who's actually Radharani's grandmother, and other elderly gopis is mixed with Sakya. The Sakya Rasa of Bhimasen is mixed with Vatsalya. The Sakya Rasa of Arjuna is mixed with Dasya. The Dasya Rasa of Nakul and Sahadev is mixed with Sakya. The Dasya Rasa of Sri Uddhava, Rudra and Garuda is mixed with Sakya. The Dasya of Akrura and Ugrasena is mixed with Vatsalya. The Dasya of Aniruddha is mixed with Sakya. So this concludes chapter 43.